Procter & Gamble, owner of some of the most successful brand names in the world, confirmed today that it's buying the Boston-based Gillette Corporation. The $57 billion stock deal will create the largest consumer products company in the world, and it will allow Procter & Gamble to use its marketing clout to help sell more Gillette razors and batteries. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
It's safe to say that few companies anywhere have as many entrenched brands as Procter & Gamble. It sells Crest toothpaste, Tide detergent, Pampers, the list goes on and on. Now the company will get even bigger. With the acquisition of Gillette, Procter & Gamble will have annual revenues of about $60 billion. It will have 20 brands that bring in at least $1 billion a year. Famed investor Warren Buffett applauded the deal today in uncharacteristically effusive language.
This merger is going to create the greatest consumer products company in the world, a company with a market cap of close to $200 billion, combining two companies that already had outstanding records, outstanding managements, outstanding products. It's a dream deal.
The remarks by Buffett, who is a major investor in Gillette, were recorded and distributed by the two companies themselves today. Meanwhile, company executives went to New York to try to sell the deal to Wall Street analysts and the public. Procter & Gamble has seen its stock price climb in recent years and as a result has considerable credibility with investors. And Chairman A.G. Lafley insisted today that the merger makes sense.
It makes sense strategically, financially, and operationally. It's a unique opportunity to make two industry leaders even stronger and even better positioned for sustained long-term growth.
In fact, Procter & Gamble's share price fell by 2% during the day after the announcement, but Gillette's soared by 12%, and many analysts seemed guardedly optimistic about the deal, which has to be approved by regulators. Marshall Cohen, who analyzes the retail sector for the NPD Group, said the deal would allow both companies to exploit each other's strengths. Cohen said Gillette is an innovative company with a talent for improving its products. Now he says it will have Procter & Gamble's huge marketing clout behind it.
When you have established products that are fairly competitive, it's all about marketing and educating the consumer on the benefits of that product, and that does require advertising dollars, and that's where a deal like this can really change some of the dynamics for the brands.
And there are other benefits for Procter & Gamble, he says. Consumer products companies have to negotiate with retailers like Walmart and Target for shelf space and promotional opportunities. Procter & Gamble already has a lot of clout in those negotiations, but the addition of Gillette's brands will only make it stronger.
When you have that much real estate within a store, you know, it's all about clout, and that's what this really continues to add to their importance within the environment, inside the store.
Likewise, the merger will allow Procter & Gamble to demand better advertising rates from TV networks and other venues. The company already spends $5.7 billion a year in marketing and advertising, making it the biggest advertiser in the world. Now it will spend more. Finally, company officials say the merger will allow them to reduce operating costs by eliminating overlapping operations. They said they plan to cut about 6,000 jobs, or about 4% of the company's combined workforce. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.